This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay. With us today is a husband-wife team who set out to start an independent bookstore back in 2006. And today, the homegrown Big Bad Wolf event is the biggest book sale event in Southeast Asia. Now, with this success story, they are now expanding into Indonesia and Thailand. Now, how are they coping with the regional market by just selling books? We'll find out more from the founders of Book Access, Andrew Yap, and also Jacqueline Ng. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Angeline.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, welcome back. I think you've been on a couple of times. Now, just walk us through the growth of Book Access. You know, since 2006, what happened?
We started very small. I think we have mentioned that during our earlier interviews. It was just us, as in two of us, and we started at a 500 square feet bookstore with one primary objective, which remained unchanged, which is to increase readership in Malaysia, to make books more affordable, for parents able to buy books and encourage reading since young. So their objective never changed. Just that with the tremendous support from our customers, the brand has grown and we are very grateful for that.
And also now that it's pretty successful for the Big Bad Wolf event, right? What encouraged you to explore opportunities regionally beyond Malaysia, you know, Malaysian border?
We found that, you know, in Kuala Lumpur, we have made a huge difference, made an impact, you know, in the reading in Malaysia. And we thought that, you know, other countries, especially Indonesia, Thailand and all, they have a similar issue with Malaysia where, like, English is not the first language. So we thought that, you know, we can bring the same concept and make a difference there.
Mm-hmm. And so what were the considerations taken into account when deciding to choose these countries, you know, besides the low readership?
I think we didn't really consider much. All we just needed to know was, you know, whether do they really need something like Big Bad Wolf, and you know, they do. So that's why we went there.
Anything happened? So there were Big Bad Wolf in Indonesia, and has it happened, right?
Yeah, it was last month.
It was in April, end of April till early May. That's our first Big Bad Wolf overseas event. It was held in Jakarta, and it was very well received, and it was a great success for us, and we are very encouraged by that.
Okay, tell us more about that. So the first regional event, what have you learned? What challenges you faced? Because, I mean, ultimately, Indonesia is still a completely different country, you know, going into that market.
Yeah, that's right. I think we make that decision. And then when we start talking to people that, you know, we are going to Jakarta. And everybody's response is like, why did you choose Jakarta? It's not a easy country to begin with. I mean, for us who... our first time out of Malaysia, but we have really committed, and to us it's like everything we do, we are very basic, we're very simple, we just try our best. But knowing that our primary concern and challenge when we talk about exporting books is customs clearance, and we do know from day one that books in Indonesia do come with VAT. And that was our primary concern, you know, censorship, duty, taxes. So the first thing before we decided, like really decided to do Jakarta, was to had a meeting with the local authorities to understand the procedures of importation licenses required. And when we did that last year, like 7 to 8 months before we commit to the event.
Any other challenges that arise from this event?
Basically, I think in Indonesia, everything is different. I mean, compared to Malaysia, no. So things like, you know, business licensing, visas, you know, and even the accounting there is different. You know, dealing to learn how to, I mean, exchange rates and all. So it was just a learning curve, you know, and nothing that we knew could actually apply in Indonesia. The only thing that was same is that, you know, I sell you a book and I collect money. Mm-hmm. Apart from that, everything is different.
Okay. Does it remind you of the early days of Book Access with the 500 square feet? You know, knowing nothing, you just want to sell books, that's it.
Yeah.
It reminded very much of our first Big Bad Wolf event, which was at Dataran Hamoda, 25,000 square feet. That was our first time doing a sale, and we really do not know even how to start, you know, as in like from putting books on the table to managing floor queuing systems, you know. I think Jakarta reminded us very much of that. And the same with the enthusiasm from customers where they first come to the hall and they saw the books and the excitement that they have. Yeah, it, it really brings us back to the time where we just started.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of now, Indonesia and Thailand as well. So how's Thailand coming along?
Thailand is coming along great. The challenges that we had in Indonesia is totally different from Thailand. So whatever shortcomings that we have in Indonesia, you know, it was all good. It's all going well in Thailand. So it's vice versa. No? So it was like, it's like black and white. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think your business model is pretty straightforward, right? Event, sell books, and then you get like a cut of the revenue. And would it? What other sort of differences between Malaysia abroad? I think we want to know more about those details, like the consumer behavior. How are the spending habits in Thailand and Indonesia? If you have those details, and we'll find out more after this. In the studio, we have Andrew Yap and Jacqueline Ng, founders of Book Access, which are now expanding into Indonesia and Thailand. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Bemused football managers, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. You're still listening to Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, and joining us is Andrew Yap and Jacqueline Ng, founders of Book Access. We're talking about a homegrown Big Bad Wolf event, which is really popular in KL, and now they're going regional into Thailand and Indonesia. You know, it's still the same thing, selling books, increase, you know, book readership in, I think, Southeast Asian region, but it's still a business at the end of the day. So could you just tell us what are the factors that you look at when you're setting out this event, Indonesia or Thailand? So give us some tips.
When we started Big Bad Wolf, what are the concern, or rather, you know, what is the lowest price we could sell to make books attractive that a non-reader will pick up and buy, or for a reader to buy multiple copies to give away as gifts? You know, that's the only way to increase readership. So when we venture overseas, we need to take into consideration, of course, a lot of extra overheads, and what would be the correct price point there. The price point overseas and Malaysia is slightly different. It's a little bit higher just to cover the, you know, the extra logistic costs and other overheads, but primarily the objective is still the same. The cost of books there, as in full price books there, is already higher than here to begin with. Mm. I think also because of the higher overheads to operate a business or retail business there. So same thing, we take that into consideration and we try to work out the best price we could give to our consumers, as we believe that that's what we do here, and they have proven to be successful, and we just have that very simple concept of moving forward.
Mm. And I think I've attended one of your Big Bad box sale. Like, I bought a 100 ringgit box and trying to stuff as many books as I can, which I haven't finished reading all the books. And I think like the lowest price point of the books that you have under the Big Bad Wolf sale is like 8 ringgit a book, or?
Oh, we have as low as 2 ringgit, 3 yeah. ringgit. Wow. I think you can see 8 ringgit because majority are 8 or 10.
Yeah, average yeah. 8 to 10.
Mm. And even those like big hardcover books is like 10 ringgit.
We have like thick hardcover books that retail at 200-300 ringgit. Outside, they'll be selling at 25, at 20. Yeah.
Mm. So I think like understanding the consumer psychology is like they would sort of compare these prices versus what they would be willing to spend. So for example, for Jakarta, what is the lowest price point that, you know, that you manage to convince them to want to pick up a book?
I think it's not so much the price points there or here. Basically, in Malaysia, we are, you know, 75% to 95% of the recommended retail price, and in Indonesia, we are 60% to 80% off. So the customers, you know, come to the sale and they see that huge difference in discounts and all. That is what really gets them going.
Mm-hmm. And tell us more about your sales expectation for Indonesia and Thailand.
Indonesia, we did very well. It hit our targets there, and we were very happy. And it's always very important that any Big Bad Wolf sale that we go, we sell 80% of the books. And we did hit our target in Indonesia, and coming to Thailand, coming to Bangkok next month, you know, we are hoping for the same.
Mm. Okay, now tell us about your plans in building a strong fan base, you know, in these countries for future sales and also marketing activities, because ultimately it's still a new country. So tell us about your marketing plans.
I think our plan is marketing plan is very simple. We do have a membership program, but apart from that, you know, the book sells by itself because they are ridiculously low price and they are very, very good. So, you know, the word of mouth and also the customers generally do all the work. So we don't really need to go have a huge budget and spend a lot on A&P. Mainly it's word of mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think the customer behavior that we see in Jakarta was actually very similar to Malaysia. So like I told you back in our first sale, where we saw customer coming in for the first time and looking at our prices and our books for the first time, the first thing they do is to pick up their phone and call their friends like, hey, you got to come to Dataran Hamuda now, you know, it's ridiculous, you know, and things like that. So we see a lot of similarity when we first time did in Jakarta. The customers, the moment they enter the door, they stop there, they take a selfie, and you know, we see a lot of them putting up on their, they are very active on social media too, Indonesians. So we see them putting up on Facebook, Instagram, and you see a lot of sharing. Mm-hmm. So I think it's purely through the success of the customers' testimony, you know, and it's purely by them, by word of mouth, like what Andrew said. And how we started with Indonesia and the same we want to do in Bangkok is that we have zero fan base there, I mean, to begin with, right? I don't think anybody heard of Big Bad Wolf there. So the first thing we did in our own Facebook, which we have more than 600,000 fans, is that we asked our Facebook to tag their friends who are residing there. You know, so many of them did help to share that. So they tag, you know, like when we go in Jakarta, they inform their friends in Indonesia that, hey, you guys cannot miss this sale. This is the best book sale you ever, you know, you ever happen. So that actually created a basic base. And then, you know, the word spreads on. So same thing, we're doing that for Bangkok as well.
And you have a specific hashtag for the Big Bad Wolf Thailand?
Yeah, it'd be hashtag BBWBKK.
Wow. Now, how about, you know, staff, Malaysian staff versus Indonesian staff and Thailand staff who will be working on ground? You know, are there differences when it comes to training, finding people to work with you?
Yes, definitely. Over here, we do the recruitment ourselves. We manage them ourselves, not through a third party or recruitment agency. But over there, you know, we are not from there, and we need to hire some. Means we engage an agency to help us source for manpower. But our project manager, she went to did the interview, the briefing personally herself, and. Although Bahasa Indonesia is similar, but there's actually still quite a big difference. And we actually learned that as well, that certain words we use, they don't quite understand or is miscommunicated and misinterpreted. So I thank God we had that agency with us. So they were with us throughout the whole event. They managed the staff. They helped us do the interpretation and briefing with us together. So for Bangkok, we're going to do the same thing. Yeah, we need, and Bangkok is a totally different language altogether.
Yeah. Okay, now, are there any plans to introduce Big Bad Wolf to other countries, you know, beyond Malaysia, Indonesia, Thailand?
Yeah, we do have a lot of plans, you know. Basically, we would like to go to countries where English is not the first language. So it's not just in Asia, you know, you're talking about South America, Africa, anywhere in the world, you know, where English is not widely spoken. I guess we will be welcome there.
China?
Yeah, China. China is in the pipeline.
Mm. Okay. Now, any final lessons, advice, you know, for all the businesses out there who's looking to expand beyond Malaysia?
I think just go and do it, because, you know, like in Indonesia, we didn't do much financials. We didn't overthink things, you know. We just thought, okay, I think it'd be cool to do in Indonesia, you know, and we decided, okay, let's do it, you know, and we just did. So we learned a lot of key learnings there, you know, along the way. But I think through fate and the goodwill of the Indonesians, and all, you know, we pulled through and we did very well there.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. I've been speaking to Andrew Yap and Jacqueline Ng, founders of Book Access. Do check them out and their upcoming Big Bad Wolf sale in Bangkok. And this has been Resource Center. I'm Angeline Tay, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.